This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 6, 2016. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, Salem State University President Patricia Meservey will retire at the end of the academic year, marking the end of a decade of transformation for the institution under her leadership. The transition for Meservey to Salem State's as yet unidentified 14th president will take place over the summer, according to the university. Meservey will leave a university that has seen sharp growth in a decade. Over the past 10 years, Salem State has seen the construction of two new residence halls, a parking garage, a new library and learning commons, and the start to renovation of its main stage theater, now known as the Sophia Gordon Center for Creative and Performing Arts. In December, the university announced it reached its $25 million fundraising goal in its 10,000 Reasons campaign, which will support Salem State's endowment, as well as more immediate needs. More on this story by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Well, if you were wondering, Essex County inmates will not be building Mexican border walls. Bill Newell has that story.
If President-elect Donald Trump does end up building that wall, he won't be getting any help from Essex County prison inmates. In a story in today's edition of the Salem News, staff writer Paul Layton writes, Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger said Thursday that unlike Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, he will not offer the assistance of inmates to build a wall on the Mexican border. I have no intention of sending any inmates down to the border, Coppinger said. I'm here to serve the county. Coppinger was asked the question about the wall on his first day on the job after being sworn into office Wednesday night. He was prompted by Hodgson's controversial remarks in his inaugural speech on Wednesday when he said he has offered Trump the services of Bristol County inmates to help build a wall. Hodgson, a Republican serving his fourth six-year term as sheriff, said that he could think of no other project that would have such a positive impact on our inmates and our country other than building the wall. The Essex County Sheriff's Department has a community service program that allows inmates to participate in work projects that benefit the 34 cities and towns in Essex County, including litter control crews that are seen along state highways. Coppinger, a Democrat and former Lynn police chief, said that he will not deploy inmates beyond the county borders. Quote, my mindset is here, he said. I'm now a county sheriff. Whatever assistance we're going to give, it will be to the communities based here in the county. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports, North Shore Today. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. Leah Dearborn writes on itemlive.com, fresh from being sworn into new terms, State Representative Thomas Walsh, Democrat from Peabody, and State Representative Bradley H. Jones, Jr., a Republican from Reading, said they are opening their offices to constituents to hear their views and ideas. Walsh's first open office of the year at the Terrigian Family Center will be January 13 from 9 to 10 a.m. He's quoted as saying, I'm very pleased to be sworn into a two-year term. It's been a very interesting several months. Walsh won the 12th Essex representative seat last spring that had been vacated in September of 2015 by Leah Cole. Jones was reelected for an eighth term as minority leader of the Massachusetts House of Representatives. Constituents can arrange for individual appointments with him. He called every coffee shop in the area his office. Jones' office hours, however, will be the second Friday of every month at Linfield Town Hall from 9 to 10 a.m. beginning on January 13. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, 3 months after closing a deal to acquire Gloucester's Fuller School property, representatives of the buying partnership are taking the first step toward developing their mixed-use project centered on a new Cape Ann YMCA and a 200-unit apartment complex. Fuller Mixed Use Ventures, LLC, has petitioned for a zoning change that would open the door to a two-story, 65,000-square-foot Cape Ann Y, the new market-rate rental housing units, and up to 25,000 square feet of new retail and commercial space for Sam Park & Company on the site off Route 128 at Blackburn Circle. The partnership is buying the 10.6-acre Fuller property for the city, or rather from the city, for $5.6 million. The petition calls for creating a mixed-use overlay zone covering the Fuller property to serve the needs of the partnering YMCA of the North Shore, Windover Construction, and Park. City Council President Joe Cellino confirmed on Thursday, according to Ray Lamont. Park also owns the adjacent Gloucester Crossing Retail Center. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.